USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Terrorism or gang violence among the possible motives behind a mass shooting in Texas. At least 13 people hurt in this morning's shooting in downtown Austin, two of them in critical condition. The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force and Austin Police involved in the investigation. This comes just hours after a mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia last night. One dead, eight others hurt, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin sharing his thoughts on former President Trump.
I believe that former U.S. President, Mr. Trump, is an extraordinary individual, talented individual. Otherwise, he would not have become U.S. President. He's a colorful individual.
Putin speaking through an interpreter in a recent interview with NBC News. Putin says President Biden is radically different from Trump, and he calls Biden a career man. The full interview will air Monday. Biden and Putin will meet Wednesday in two private sessions in Switzerland. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Republican lawmaker accusing YouTube of censorship. YouTube yesterday suspending Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson's account over his comments about COVID treatments. Johnson apparently violating their rules by posting content that contradicts the advice of the WHO and local health authorities. In the video recorded over a week ago, Johnson talks about alternative treatments for COVID like hydroxychloroquine. Johnson says big tech has decided there is only one medical viewpoint allowed, and it's the viewpoint dictated by government agencies. The Justice Department announcing a renewed emphasis on voting rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising yesterday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination.
The right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, the right from which all other rights ultimately flow.
He believes this should be a bipartisan issue.
There are many things that are open to debate in America. But the right of all eligible citizens to vote is not one of them.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ's Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Justice Department now investigating itself. Wendy King explains.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. The demand came after revelations that the Trump administration had secretly gathered device data from Democratic members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee as they investigated internal leaks during the Russia probe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some buyer's remorse among millennial homeowners. Here's Brad Bernards.
According to a recent Bankrate survey, 64% of millennials aged 25 to 40 are facing regrets after buying a home, compared with 33% of baby boomers aged 57 to 75. The survey found that the older the buyer, the less likely they were to have homebuyer regret. One factor that may explain this divide is desperation. Younger homebuyers are more likely to rush into a purchase, which can lead them to settle for properties that might not be to their liking. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.